to the Profiles in Mission podcast series about volunteering for Christ-centered mission brought to you by the American Baptist Home Mission Societies of American Baptist Churches USA. I'm Patricia Osborne Randolph, and today I'm talking with Mary Toll, a volunteer from American Baptist Home Mission Society's Volunteer Mobilization Ministries. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you for having me.
How long have you been a volunteer?
Approximately 10 years.
Tell me some of the services you provide.
Well, I've worked in a bookstore, stuffing envelopes, filing, and wherever I'm needed.
How did you get started volunteering?
Well, my daughter Gail works there for Judson Press, so she suggested.
So your daughter recommended you?
Yes.
Please share a volunteer experience.
The one that stands out is Immerse 2012, the youth gathering. I was blessed by this to see so many youth from all over the country, to see them even give their lives to the Lord. There was quite a few of them, to see them praising the Lord, to see them really participating in what was going on. There was one particular day, it was a very hot day, because I didn't even go with them on their assignment. They were ministering to some children in the area and giving their shoes to the needy children. And it was so orderly. And they all seemed to get along very well. It wasn't a thing of the color or the skin or whatever, but they all got along as one.
The event must have been inspirational for all involved.
It was.
American Baptist Home Mission Societies has a graffiti-filled panel from Immerse, the youth gathering, in the King of Prussia building that is filled with expressions from the youth who attended.
They shared their talent. Some of them were very talented.
What services did you provide for the youth gathering?
Wherever I was needed to do things, I helped.
Sounded like it was inspirational.
It was.
What are some of the things that you are learning about American Baptist Home Mission Societies as a volunteer?
They do domestic ministries. And I think it's really a worthwhile mission because they do help the churches, help them to establish churches.
You really don't know all the things that they're achieving mission-wise, support-wise, prison ministry, chaplaincy. It kind of touches you. I'm wondering if that's kind of what you're feeling as well when you volunteer here.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
What or who inspired you to become a volunteer?
I have a servant's heart, and I just believe in helping wherever I can. Doesn't always mean that you have to be paid to help.
Sometimes it takes people to be motivated by something that happens in their life.
Yes.
Like you said, it has to be something that's in your heart in order for you to do it. Tell me what you enjoy about volunteering that may inspire others to volunteer.
I like to help, and we all need help, regardless of what kind it is. So it just makes you feel good when you can do something for someone else that's helping them or bringing them joy or whatever.
Regardless of the age or gender, everyone needs a little helping hand.
Right.
Thank you, Mary, for sharing your experience.
You're quite welcome.
If you would like to become a volunteer with the American Baptist Home Mission Society's Volunteer Mobilization Ministries, click on the Ministries link at the top of the ABHMS website and search for the link under the Healing Communities list. You have been listening to the American Baptist Home Mission Society's Profiles and Mission podcast series. In the words of book author Andrew Root, youth ministry is not about getting things accomplished. Only the act of God can bring about the transformation we seek. Youth ministry is about participating deeply in young people's lives as we wait, together in suffering and joy, the coming of God. I am Patricia Osborne Randolph, wishing everyone listening blessings and peace.